This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A good day program for the last day of May. The 31st is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of conversation with my pal Jay Kirshner. She's responsible for lots of things that happen here, not only a lot of the conversation, her own expertise. She's very good with social media. She helps put a lot of the ideas together and the things that we use as trailers, if you will, during the day at gooddayshow.com. The complete program is there every day, but then there's also the download where you can hear some of the important discussions of the day. For example, I think on the most recent download, we have the story of Russia issuing an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham. Let's go get him. Right? The situation with Celine Dion.
Can you imagine, though, like,
yeah, right,
the reaction Lindsey Graham must have felt upon hearing this, that there's an arrest warrant?
Pretty important.
Yeah.
The Russians are after me. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Dr. Jack Stockwell talks on the recent download of the benefits of certain types of food, how to grill, the impact of carcinogens on your body. Talk about MS a little bit. Also on one of the recent downloads from this week, obviously we have conversation about Memorial Day, goes without saying. The Ed Ames story on the Tonight Show. Tommy Kreitler, our favorite home improvement person, discussing grass, not the kind you smoke. Although weeds and stuff, you know, grass, marijuana is a weed. And that's why they call it weed, because it is a weed. There are lots of people who smoke all kinds of weed. This is what's so crazy about how people in their approach to certain issues are so silly. You can smoke poppies. You can smoke dandelions.
Wasn't that people, where a lot of people who have eaten a lot of lemon poppy seed muffins will then test positive in certain drug tests?
Right. Poppy seeds are the same as, as grass. Grass isn't really grass. It's a weed. But then it became, because it moved up the chain, I guess, the food chain. So instead of being a weed, it's now classified as grass. All right. So there's more. The more the merrier, isn't that what they say? Fewer the better the fare. Also, a lot of discussion about the heat wave. Hey, I got to tell you something. I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. There's a big, I don't have to tell you anything. We can just sit here and BS for the entire hour, but that wouldn't be as productive as talking about some of the issues of the day, the questions that we have, things that matter to you. This fire in Nova Scotia yesterday, as I was out on the tractor, I was breathing this air, and you could see, especially as the sun went down, the air was thick. It was much worse yesterday than it had been the day before, of the smoke coming down the east coast from Nova Scotia. It's traveled about 1,000 miles, actually a little more than that, and it has affected people. If you've got asthma or any kind of a COPD situation, any of you don't, just breathing that stuff. Well, give me, I was coughing all like this. Just thinking about
this.
Yeah. It was really. And this morning, the air is filled with mist because there was a fog last night. And in the fog, because the temperature of the ground I was warming up and the air was kind of cool, so that creates a fog. And in the fog is this smoke still. And you can even see it. I've had all the cars and trucks washed here in the last week or so on the farm, and all this stuff is now just back and laying on it. It's really something to behold, and not something good. It just is something that is, it's, what the heck do you do about it? It's something. We seem to have more and more of these fires, too, all over the world, every year. Here's some interesting news. Those of you who follow tennis, there's a two-time Grand Slam champion named Gabriel Monza, I think that's how you pronounce her name. Pretty close to that. Something like that, anyway. She just finished a match in 2021. And this fellow came down from the stands and asked her for a selfie. Because he said he was a big fan. And she said, sure. So she took a picture with this guy. And this weekend, she's going to marry him. So that was kind of cute, right?
That is.
She says they took the picture. They didn't. She just, you know, the picture was taken, and then she went her way, and he went his way. And then they met out on the street just by coincidence, except there are no coincidences. These two were supposed to get together. I firmly believe that. And so they have. And now she seems extraordinarily, really happy. And that's the way you're supposed to be.
Well,
but,
and we've seen this with
cool
other celebrities
thing.
Who
yeah, I suppose.
Meet people yeah. who are non-celebrities and eventually end up together.
Yeah. Nicely done. Very nicely done. Okay, so the AM radio thing, still on people's minds, I think because there isn't a bill yet. And in fact, some of these phonies on the House Communications Subcommittee, including the chairman, who's a guy named Bob Latta, who's from Ohio, he says, I'm not so sure I want to support this AM radio mandate. I don't know that we have all the facts. Now, consider that Latta is from a state that has four huge car manufacturing facilities, including one not far from you in Cleveland, near the airport, right? There's an engine manufacturing plant by the airport. There's a couple of, in Lorton, there's a couple of assembly plants, I think a GM assembly plant. Anyway, so I'm guessing this guy is from a district where there's a car manufacturing plant, and the people who run whatever, I think it's Ford, who run the plant have gotten to him and said, hey, come on, not so fast here, pal. So he says, I'm going to listen. He's one of four members of this committee is going to have a hearing on the issue early next week. I will not decide whether to support the AM for Every Vehicle Act until I hear testimony from car makers.
What about the public who you...
No, don't worry about them.
No,
let's not worry about those guys. Just let's hear from the people who are contributing to my campaign. All right, let's go to Colorado. This is the second time today we've been to Colorado, where a high school student was told she couldn't wear her Mexican and American flag at the same time. So obviously, the last name mm-hmm. is Willizano. I think that's obviously Mexican. So she's announced she's going to sue the school district because they rejected her decision to wear the sash. Why did she even ask him? Why didn't she just do it? One side is the Mexican flag, the other side is the American flag. Not that I think that's a great idea, because if you're an American, then you are American. You left Mexico, you came here. Well, anyway, but that's kind of a subtext to the real issue of the school saying you can't wear it, and then she says, okay, I'm going to sue you. And the court issued a temporary restraining order to keep her from being able to wear the sash, right?
This was and I don't think she herself is an immigrant. I think she was
her family
born
is.
Here. Yeah, and I think she just wants to honor her heritage, which when you do the graduation stuff, typically the only thing that you can alter is the top of the cap. You are not permitted to wear a lot of additional stuff, so she would have had to get permission. And the thing is, they are letting some Native American students and Pacific Islanders wear something that they have permitted them to do something, but they're not letting
them. Not her?
So it's one of those, it's one of those, well, they can, but you can't situation where if they just said no across the board, it might not be as big of an
safer
issue.
Safer ground. Yeah. Right. All right. Well, listen, there's always a little bit of, what do they call it, tit for tat, give and take, that sort of thing. The people who are trying to start this third party, you know, we have red states, we have blue states, and now we have purple to represent the no-name third party, which is getting a lot of attention. And I really think that there's There's a message here, and there's also a reason to try to separate yourself from Joe Biden and Donald Trump. A lot of people want to do it. And even though, let's see, the last election, I think 8.678% of voters cast ballots for third party and write-in candidates. The Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, who was a lightweight, he got most of the national vote. The Green Party nominee got some votes, too. But now we've got something that is different because those names, nobody knew those names. Now we've got people who have heft. Kristen Sinema, Joe Manchin, and many others, actually, who are now signing on to this, who will maybe be a significant challenge. The problem with, according to Democrats anyway, is they say that any of these third-party people will be, they'll lean Democratic, or at least toward that side, so they'll take votes away from whoever the Democratic candidate is and give Trump a shoo-in. Well, I don't know. I think that's a case that'd be hard to make. Frankly, maybe that's because my own preference is that we have more parties, more people running, give everybody a chance that wants to take a shot at this and not be bullied out by the Democratic National Committee or the Republicans or the, you know, Trump can bully you out on his own. He doesn't need the party to do that. But a recent exit poll, the last election, found that there are a lot of people who want a third party. And you can see that. You can feel it. You can sense it. Not that it hasn't happened before, because it's happened a lot, because people are ticked off at the party hierarchy and how they run things. Because if you don't think Joe Biden is a product of the Democratic Party hierarchy, then you've been asleep for the last 4 years. He was completely a made-up, he was like pushed in a wheelchair without being in a wheelchair. He was the choice of the Democratic National Committee and the people that run it, not the people's choice, but the Democratic Party's choice, because he had more of the things that they liked, and it didn't make any difference what you wanted. He was the man because they liked him. So let's see where that goes as we move forward. 18 after on Good Day.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings toned down, simple, and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla. And every Tuesday this June before 11 a.m., Taco Bell reward members who order on the app can get a Breakfast Crunchwrap for free. I said the F word. Free. Always summons the legal beast.
Rewards members get one free Breakfast Crunchwrap award on Tuesdays in June. During breakfast hours only via the app. At participating Taco Bell stores while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one-pieces, high-waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, here we are at 23 at the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and a focus on the singer Sia. Say that 100 times fast. The singer Sia, singer Sia. Sounds like a sewing machine, a new brand, a new model of the singer sewing machine, the singer Sia. Anyway, I've got to get off of that. She has a problem with autism and is talking about it, and I think this is a helpful reality, actually, people talking about things. This is somebody that is well-known, who's dealing with something that can be very difficult. So she is the case with so many podcasts now, a lot of people listening to the information. But she has created a bit of a controversy, and we'll talk about that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
She's unstoppable. Well, maybe not quite. All right, so she has a diagnosis of autism. What brought this about, Jay? Why she's in recovery, she says. Autism isn't something that you just drop. It's something that's with you during your life.
It's something that she's had a later in life diagnosis where she knew that things were, not that they were not right, but she had a difficult time with a lot of stuff and she felt a lot of shame in her life. And then once she received this diagnosis, it almost felt like the clouds cleared in a way. She was able to fully accept herself and understand why she works the way she works and all of that. But she also received a lot of backlash for her film Music. There was a casting controversy where she casted a neurotypical actor to play an autistic teen, and Sia had said that she originally was trying to work with a girl who was nonverbal on the spectrum, but found the filming process so grueling and unpleasant and stressful, and she felt like to hire on anybody who was on the spectrum to play a character on the spectrum, it wouldn't have been fair to them, and so that's why she says she hired a neurotypical teen. But she also received so much backlash that she became suicidal. She relapsed. She had found sobriety and had been sober for so many years, and she even said that it was Kathy Griffin who dealt with such a significant level of backlash with the Donald Trump photo images that basically canceled her. And she has said she suffered post-traumatic a form of PTSD that I can't remember. It's not the typical PTSD we see. Mm-hmm. But she was the one that helped Sia really figure things out and that she needed to go see a doctor, and then that she got her diagnosis. And we're seeing this a lot of people who normally autism would be diagnosed around as early as 18 months, typically 2 years old. Yep. And now we are seeing it where a lot of adults, 20s, 30-year-olds, are now being diagnosed with autism.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? What we find out, what's going on in the real world, I find that to be, you look around and see what people are doing. I was looking at what was going on with Al Roker, who still can't seem to get beyond his body stuff. And what happens to him as he moves ahead? That's a tough cross to bear, I think.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yep. All right, 28 after. This is good day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Rules Committee is advancing a bill to raise the federal debt ceiling. The House is expected to vote on the bill today, and there will be a debate on the House floor as the legislation continues to face opposition from both Republicans and Democrats. The demolition of a collapsed building in Iowa is being put on hold as 5 people remain unaccounted for. The 6-story building in Davenport partially collapsed on Sunday afternoon. Officials say there are no confirmed deaths, but Mayor Mike Mattson said 2 of the 5 unaccounted people are believed to be trapped in the building. More than 1,700 Amazon employees plan to walk off the job today, calling for more flexibility with remote work. They also want the company to pay more attention to its climate impact. Nearly 900 of those workers plan to walk out of the company's Seattle headquarters. Actor Al Pacino is becoming a father again at the age of 82 with his 29-year-old girlfriend. She is 8 months pregnant. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
Man, you ought to see her.
After the hour on the Good Day program, we're all about talking. We're going to meet a Houston businessman who has launched an interesting sort of subset of a political party. And not the normal conversation you'd have about politics, but then what is there about this program that's normal, if I do say so myself? Here's the story of an American nonprofit celebrating a huge milestone after helping to unite three brothers who were at risk of separation. And now they are with a new family. This is an organization called Gift of Adopted Fund, has facilitated the placement of 5,000 children, Jay, since they were founded about a quarter of a century ago. And they have awarded $15 million in grants to help support these families. They give up to $15,000 to help a family complete the adoption of children who are vulnerable, including these three brothers. Gift of adoption, marking the milestone by helping to keep together three siblings who were at risk of being separated as they came into our country. And imagine what they were 11 years old, 9 years old, and 6 years old, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Right? And they'd come up from Ecuador, from an orphanage there, and now they're going to live forever in Wisconsin with a family there.
And that's just amazing. Siblings should, especially in these situations, siblings should never have to be separated. That is your lifeline. And the only other person who grew up in the same way as you that can really understand, people can empathize or sympathize, but your siblings, no.
So if you want to support this organization, look them up. Gift of Adoption Fund. If you think this is strong, I would rather give to an organization like that than I would to a church. Not anything wrong with that, but something specific, right? You have something in your mind that specifically you would like to do or like to help somebody you want to help. So that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. This is I say this and I chuckle a little. Although these are both serious situations, it's just imagining being in this circumstance. For example, a fellow snorkeling had an encounter with a crocodile who clamped its jaws on his head. Wow, talk about terrifying.
Well,
Marcus McGowan
at first.
Yeah, was snorkeling at a remote vacation resort. He said he thought it was a shark at first. And then he reached up, realized it was a crocodile, and this was in... So crocodiles and sharks, I wouldn't have thought they'd be in the same water. That was my first reaction when I saw this. So he got the crocodile away from his head, and then the croc came after him again and bit his hand.
And which is worse? If this is happening and you think it's a shark and you turn around and see a crocodile, are you thinking, oh, thank goodness, it's a crocodile, not a shark? Or are you like, oh, crap?
Even worse. Right. Yeah. Oh, crap, I think would be what I'd be saying and or thinking. But this is some place that's known as croc country. So what the heck he was doing there remains to be seen. He's still in the hospital, got scalp lacerations, puncture wounds in his head and his hand. But you got to be a little nuts to do this. But apparently he's going to be okay. But imagine, put yourself in that circumstance. Here's another one. An American tourist, Connecticut woman, as a matter of fact, lost her leg, or at least a large part of it, during a shark attack down in the Turks and Caicos over the weekend. She was visiting the boneyard. Now, let's just think about that for a second. She's in the water in a place called the boneyard, doing a dive. It's called the Boneyard Lady for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And was this a group thing? Because maybe she was thinking she doesn't have to outswim anything else. She just has to outswim the other people.
Well, that's not clear.
Excursions?
Yeah, that's not clear. Her current condition isn't known, actually. The police investigating, they don't seem to know what actually happened. The woman lost part of her leg. That's what they do know. She was on a private boat trip with a friend going out into this area to explore. What are you, nuts? Mm. If you know, it's called the Boneyard for a reason, lady. Anyway, she's a student at Yale University. She was there
so Ivy League can't buy all the common sense.
No, can't buy me sense. No. U.S. is giving away lighthouses. This is how much in the weeds these people go. Part of the debt solution problem is to stop using things like lighthouses. Now, if they can do that to save money, how many other things do you think there are in the government's budget that we could do without? I'm guessing probably tens of thousands. So anyway, as an example, one of the first known lighthouses that is a part of, and there are a lot of these lighthouses, by the way, up and down the coast, all over the place that have been built, some of them like 300 years ago. And this past week, the announcement was made that they're going to either give them away. There are 10 structures around the coast. They're going to give them away. Or if you want to buy them, you can, let's see here. There's one on Lake Erie, Fairport Harbor, that's for sale for $71,000, Jay.
Hey.
How about that? Huh? I think that sounds like an idea.
It does. Does it have an office space?
Can we do a radio program from there?
Can we do a studio in there?
Let's check it out. In a moment, we meet Richard Finger, who has a very interesting spin on republicanism, if you will. We'll find out what his story is right after this. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. It sounds so easy. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. This is just healthy weight loss. So it's a collagen protein, rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not only are you going to look better, but you feel good with this product, too.
What's the way that people can get the biggest bang for their buck?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up. This is our 26th anniversary. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about all natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. All right, 43 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and a gentleman named Richard Finger who joins us from Houston. He has started a Republican subset of the party, which is unusual. That is not the fact that there is a subset, because there are always a lot of fringe groups that come from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, because people are not happy with good reason for the party leadership basically wants to dictate how the party operates. And these days, if you're a Republican, you're supposed to not be for pro-choice. You're supposed to be a lot of this and a lot of that. Well, apparently Richard Finger is a Republican who is not happy with the situation that Roe v. Wade presents ourselves with. So, Richard, what have you done?
Well, I've first of all, Doug, thank you very much for having me.
Sure.
I've started a website called Republicans for Pro-Choice. The reason that I've done that is, in my heart, I believe that this one single issue can destroy the Republican Party. I have lots.
Never mind. Destroy the Republican Party can destroy the country because it is so polarizing.
Absolutely. There are very, very few topics that evoke more emotion than abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not advocating for abortion. I'm advocating for a woman's right to make her own decision within certain reasonable parameters. Is what I'm proposing is a 15 week limit. So the women, the Republican women that I talk to, they are unanimously apoplectic, hostile, angry. Abortion to them supersedes the out-of-control crime, the debt ceiling, the education crisis, the inflation, the expensive gas, the defunding of the police, the illegal immigration, our horrible crisis of the border. All of it. if Republicans don't reach some sort of sensible compromise on this issue, I mean, they're going to be relegated to second class citizens. They're going to be not a viable party anymore. Even my pro-life friends would be willing to compromise if it meant changing the direction of our country.
So how do you do that? How does this group, Republicans for Pro-Choice, the website, by the way, if you're interested, is republicansforprochoice.com. How do you actually get people to move from expressing themselves to taking action?
Well, in terms of my website, you go sign my petition and you donate money so I can put pressure on the Republican politicians and let them know that far and away, in my opinion, the majority of Republicans want some sort of sensible policy on this issue. I have three daughters, and I don't want 75-year-old white men sitting in Austin, Texas, telling them what they can do with their body.
That's
for something
a good
that
point.
Put them in
yeah.
jail for something that shouldn't be a crime in the first place.
Yeah. And most of the people who are doing all of this, and it's interesting, you're a man who's taking this action instead of, or maybe in league with, women who are more affected by this. It's just very, over the years I've talked about this, I usually shy away from all these discussions because they don't get anywhere. It's kind of like talking about the taxes or talking about the death penalty. You get no place talking about it. But this is actually a step, in my mind, in the right direction because it gives people, maybe it's a cover. Maybe that's what this is called, Richard. It's cover for people who want to be, quote unquote, good Republicans. But what does it mean to be a good Republican? You got to be against Roe v. Wade in order to be a good Republican. That's the kind of stuff that I was a Republican most of my life, and I just said, you know what? I'm tired of all of this. I'm tired of people telling me what I'm supposed to think and how I'm supposed to act. So I'm not interested in being a Republican, at least not in the construct that exists today. So you've stayed with it. What do what's your wife and what are other women say about this? What did they, when you first said I'm going to do this, what do they say?
I've had unanimous, outpourings of support. Good for you, Richard. You're doing a great thing. It's about time. I want to tell you about sort of the event that crystallized my thinking on this. So last November, you guys have heard of Dr. Oz, I assume.
Sure.
The famous TV yeah. host, heart surgeon, very, very smart guy. I had a chance to meet him and talk with him, and his policies are very moderate. He's a pro-growth guy, anti-regulation. He wants to bring back, whether you're for fossil fuels or not, he wants to bring back, the jobs, the oil and gas.
So what, in the interest of time, Richard, what did he say? Okay.
The point is, he was this moderate, sensible, super intelligent guy, except he towed the line and he was a pro-life candidate. And he lost to a guy who is basically catatonic. He lost to this guy, John Fetterman, who had a stroke and can barely talk.
Yeah.
And he didn't lose by 10,000 votes. He lost by 4 percentage points.
Yeah.
And so
pretty amazing.
So that event told me that the Republicans are in trouble. If a
All
guy
right,
like
check you, out, I gotta, we gotta move, Richard. Republicansforprochoice.com. That's the website for Richard.
Republicansforprochoice.com. Sign up, donate, and thank you very much for.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
One of the most iconic characters in the history of movies. And I think, wasn't John Wayne supposed to be Dirty Harry? Do I remember that from conversations we've had? Who was supposed to, wasn't supposed to
I
be?
I think it was Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Okay, that's right.
Yeah. That would have been interesting.
Yeah. It sure would have been. All right, so why are we playing the theme to Dirty Harry, my friend Chucker?
Well, you know what today is? Today is the birthday of Clint Eastwood, who turns 93 years young.
Wow.
93 years old. Yeah, I believe he's in post-production on his newest and last directorial effort over at Warner Brothers. All I know, it's a courtroom drama, some sort of a jury trial drama that will be his last forte into filmmaking. Born May 31st, 1930.
You know, one of the things that I think about with regard to him is how quickly, when you look at the movies, like they've been running on one of the, I think it's Grit, they've been running the early spaghetti westerns, and then thinking back to that, and then some of these other roles, he seems that his life has gone by very quickly. Maybe we can say that for all of us, but it just seems like
I would think so.
Right? When Rowdy Yates became the spaghetti western guy, became Dirty Harry, became all the other characters that he's played. It's
Here's the thing about
like
the Dirty Harry franchise. The first one was in 71, right?
Yeah.
Different time in America, obviously.
Yeah.
You had Magnum Force, The Enforcer, Sudden Impact in 83, which even Ronald Reagan took on that tagline, go ahead, make my day.
Yeah.
Right? And then he did, the last one was Deadpool. I like all of them. I think if it's a Saturday afternoon, rainy, and you want to, like, pull out the Blu-rays or stream the Dirty Harry movies, I think they're still awesome entertainments. Having said that, in an age of woke and politically incorrect, it's unlikely that this franchise would get a green light nowadays. And the same as most of the buddy cop movies. I mean, even the Lethal Weapon franchise, which I think is maybe the best comparison to the Dirty Harry franchise in terms of, you know, star power and entertainment. I think people have, I wouldn't, obviously, but some people would have issues with this type of
today.
Filming, you know,
yeah,
right. But I loved him as Dirty Harry. I mean, yep. I love every one of those movies. I'm a big fan.
Keanu Reeves is not only a movie more than television. I don't think he's done too much TV. A lot of movies.
No.
But he has a rock.
What a resurgence with John Wick, though. Holy cow.
Yeah, but then he's using that, I guess, to revive his old rock band called Dogstar.
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you
That's
seen
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it is,
talent.
Yeah.
Listen, I think a lot of people, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. I give it like a 40% that it'll end. I'd like to see him reunite with Sandra Bullock and do a Speed 3.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
He's got to get a haircut.
He took a pass on Speed 2, actor Jason Patrick came on. That movie feels so weird that he's not in it with Sandra Bullock. But
the first one
is terrific. Second one is a passable entertainment.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see him back.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus says she's the president of SAG-AFTRA, and she says, okay, time for a strike. Apparently, they're concerned about a lot of people who are, sort of the subset of character actors that don't make a lot of money.
Right.
But then you look at guys who work all the time. I guess Bruce McGill. Yeah. He's a perfect example of guys that are in three,
4% of the audience listening is not going to know their face with the name.
I know. Right. But you can instantly know who he is when you see a picture of him.
If acting in general, it's a very tough gig because only a very small percentage work consistently.
And make money.
Most of them, if they get one or two gigs in their life, they're lucky. But, people you see all the time, it's a one percenter, 99%, can't make a living at it, so.
Well, guys like McGill, who is an accomplished actor and has done all kinds of things, I think he started with American Graffiti, as a matter of fact. He makes $300,000 to $400,000 a picture, does four or five of them a year, and he makes a great living and lives a good life. But that's not.
And then you got the superstars
who make
millions upon millions, and then you got so many people who never get discovered too, right?
Right. Exactly. All right, what else have you got on your mind? I know you always.
One story, I find this bothers me, okay? A couple weeks ago, Warner Brothers The Flash was tracking at $140 million opening weekend. And then last week, there was a series of stories running saying that Ezra Miller has killed the movie because of his bad behavior, and now it's only going to do $70 million, tracking cut in half. But now the story is that the $70 million is for the first opening day, not the 3-day weekend. Which tells you it's a toxic environment trying to hurt everything out there.
All right, Chucker, 59.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.